Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. One of Baltimore's biggest success stories has been the wonderful rise to fame of Thomas Rhodes, better known as the founder of Zeke's Coffee. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of the Waterfront Kitchen, we've asked Thomas to come on the show and tell us what's going on. Welcome, man.
Yeah, man.
Gentlemen.
Always good to have you. Always good to see you the first thing in the morning at the farmer's market with a hot cup of coffee waiting for me to get going at that project.
It's fun going to the farmer's market.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Hey, I see your coffee all over town. You're getting pretty big now.
Yeah, we are. We're growing. Got some future plans for expansion, but I'll keep them,
okay.
keep them close to the vest for a minute.
Cool.
But we're excited. We figured everything out over the last couple of years, and we're ready to go forward.
Yeah.
I understand you've got some partnering with some of the local food producers around the region.
We got quite a few. Just to name a few, we do Michelle's Granola, Mocha Nola.
Yeah.
Very good. They're getting ready to retail bag that. We are working with Brewer's Art, doing a Brewer's Art Zeke's Coffee Porter, which should,
yeah, man, that
fabulous.
Sounds great.
Which should be launching beginning of February.
Cool.
A few issues with packaging and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
Yesterday, I was invited over to the roastery, and I tried some Kopi Luwak coffee. Jerry, you know all about this.
Yeah, well, that's the crazy stuff for me. It's hard to talk about it in a sane way on the radio, but yeah. So, Tom, you know the scoops. Give us a story.
The scoop.
Yes, no, yeah, the poop scoop.
Kopi Luwak is a animal-fermented, animal-processed coffee that is a rare delicacy. It's hard to get. Real true Kopi Luwak this time.
Yeah, yeah.
This time because of the popularity of it. But we've had a relationship with our grower / harvester for about 8 years, and we get the real stuff.
The real stuff. Sumatran coffee.
This is an Indonesian Sumatra coffee, yes.
Right.
And it's the smoothest coffee I've ever tasted.
Smooth.
Just unbelievable.
So, I mean,
smooth and bright, yep.
These animals, these civets, they basically, this coffee is selected two ways. One, because these animals only pick the ripest beans to eat. And then two,
at night. With their nose.
And then two, they're digested in the digestive tract, which gives the coffee a very interesting
And clean
texture.
Very thoroughly.
Yeah, yeah.
Very clean. Cleaner than hand-picked coffees, actually.
What other varieties of coffee are popular now?
Well, we seem to be really popular with the blends. Our holiday roast this year was an overwhelming success. We're getting ready to launch Snake Hill Reserve, first time public knowledge of that.
Cool.
Graphics are done. We're going to change that over probably this week, ready for the Saturday market to start selling that.
Cool.
Dark roasted Honduran with a medium light roasted Colombian, just very flavorful.
That's a cool blend, actually.
Cool.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Jerry, I know you like using coffee with cooking.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get feedback, Zeke, from Thomas, from people using it?
Oh, absolutely. Suggestions, sauces, like I think you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Just all kinds of.
I mean, I grew up with my mom making this coffee currant jelly sauce for lamb that I still remember to this day. It was one of my favorite things.
Have you made it?
I have. Yeah, I have. It's great.
There we go.
Yeah, and I found a really nice recipe for a coffee balsamic sauce for roast vegetables.
Yeah.
Because we're really pushing roast vegetables this winter.
Sure.
And this is a wonderful sauce. I'm going to put it on the website so we can talk about it. Thomas, thank you so much for being here. So many great things going on with Zeke's. And like I say, it's a real success story.
Yeah, it's good
Jerry,
stuff.
We're proud of him.
Always. And I love drinking the coffee.
Oh, it's thank
great.
You, gentlemen.
All right, man.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.